4 Lima Victor, AF4LV, conducting a test of the antenna. Would appreciate any response. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor in Belton. 4LV in Belton, negative contact. Must not be hitting the repeater adequately. AF4LV is clear.
You're on TR.
RN4ZLK Mobile. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, King. Just listening to the old radio here, tooting along. I've been out to a doctor's appointment at the VA. I'm listening to Monday, you know how that goes. And how's your day going there, Shane?
Good. Same thing, another day, you know, another dollar or $2, whichever. I wanted to let you know I actually copied some 5 words a minute last night on W1AW. I came in the middle of, or towards the end of, I'm not sure what they were doing, but I just started copying it, and then they said, we're changing to 5 words a minute, so I copied that for a while. So, that seemed slow after doing the, I got this app, I have it set at 15 words a minute, and it's sent, the characters are sent at 20, and the spacing is 15. But it gave me the opportunity to, write the letters that I haven't worked on yet. Even though I know them, I was able to copy it pretty well.
I'm proud of you. At least you're trying. It just takes elbow grease and hard work. And yes, I can't hardly, I used to try to get down there and work with some fellas that were slower. And you know, it's much more difficult for me to go slow now than where I normally talk at. And ironically, last night, Shane, I just got on for the fun of it for a short time because Bernice hadn't been feeling well, and she was sitting over there watching TV, and there was a huge pile up on Monaco, and they were working split. And a lot of times it's hard to break into those. Come find out, let me drop this. There was only 3 of us listed there on QRZ that had contacted him. One Russian, one guy in New York, and myself. Later on, there was a couple more. But my gracious, when you looked at the band scope, it was saturated. I mean, saturated with CW. And that was good to see. But it makes it rather difficult. You know, I don't have a tower or a beam or anything. I just got wire antennas, and I worked him. So that was kind of fun. It took me probably 10 minutes to figure out where he was, and I only had to transmit 2 different times, and he come back clear as a bell. I talked to him on 20 and 40 before, but I didn't have him on 30, and that was about the best band last night. 40 was lousy. I talked to a guy in Israel after that on 30, and then dropped down to 40 to work him again at some big games they're having over there, and Jewish games, I think. And I went down there to 40, and man, you know, I just couldn't. I could hear him, but he wasn't a good enough signal to try to get back to. But 40 wasn't good, and usually it's great of an evening, you know. Over.
That last night, 40 didn't seem to be coming in well. I didn't even think about it. Sometimes I'll tune through 30 through the CW, you know, portion of the different bands, just seeing if I can copy anything. There's usually not very many slow stations anymore. So when I heard him, I went up, I found the frequency online. I didn't see the schedule yet, but I did see the frequency. But I just turned over. I was like, well, I should be able to copy that. So I enjoyed that.
Well, this is NGL TR. What to look for, Shane, and here's your tip of the day from the old man. If you go like 20 meters from 14025 up to about 1440 during the day, or early of an evening now has been really good, you will hear the slower guys rather than down at the bottom like 14010 or something. Anything above 25. In the same way on 40, if you go from 7025 up to about 7040, if you go above that, you get into that FD8 crap and or stuff, excuse me. And anyways, it's annoying because it's, you know, back and forth. But in the lower portion of the bands, above 25 kilohertz in that band, you will hear guys trying to learn CW, and they are going slower, more so than if you go way down low, where it used to be all of us were extra class if it was down in the last 25 kilohertz, but it's not that way anymore. Occasionally you'll hear a slow one down there, but not too often. They're usually above 7025 or 1425, and they get pretty slow.
Good day. I get up early in the morning, and then it's, you know, maybe in the evening if my wife's already in bed, I might go back there. But I've heard some slower ones, you know, than the extra, you know, down in the extra portion, but I wasn't ready to copy it yet. So I'm glad I caught that schedule last night. I'm going to try to keep looking for that. But boy, when I turned my app on this morning to start practicing again at the speed I've been practicing, it took me about a line and a half to get back up to the speed after copying that 5 words last night.
Yeah, that 5 words a minute is crippling. 10's pretty slow. But, you know, I like for them to transmit in the Farnsworth type thing. In other words, the bit rate is what I call it, at 18 words a minute, is much more understandable than if they send dee-dee-dee-dee-da or whatever. If you send it at that rate, it's more copyable.
Yeah, it sounds, you hear the rhythm instead of picking out the individual dots and dashes.
It's to the most common words used. Like if a guy called me and it was KO4LAO, I would give that, and I'd say DE, which is this, is, N0TR. You're going to hear di-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, just like that. And it's a rhythm, like a song, and that is your RST, and it'll be 599 times out of 100, whether it is or not. The old-timers, we give actual signal reports some of the times. And then you'll hear name here is, and it'll be, they'll spell out name, and then I'll say HR is, and Tom, or whoever you might be talking to. And the QTH will be SC, South Carolina, or sometimes I'll say Greer, but not always. But when you listen for that rhythm of those words, it gets more copyable for you.
I feel what you're saying, because I can hear CQ and DE, you know, from, CQ from. I can copy, I can pick that up while I'm talking to my wife, but from there I have to start concentrating a little harder.
In the old code test, where you can go in a room and they give you a test with several other guys usually, that was the hardest thing to do, was get that call sign right at the first. And about the best one I know that does that's N4IQ. And there used to be a guy here named Pete, and I don't remember his call, but he was extra good, and he moved to Florida. One of these days, maybe I'll hear him, but I can't remember his call. But a real nice guy, and I met him in Lowe's the other day, and he said he was moving to the biggest ham community in the United States, in Florida. Man, he was good on CW, let me tell you.
I've always wanted to do it. You know, I learned it when I get my original license, but I learned it at the 5 words, and then just never really used it. And finally, several months ago, I just said, you know, I just need to do a little bit every day. Imagine where I would be if I'd done this years ago. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and if you overdo it, you'll get burned out. And that's a real good psychological thing that you're doing. In other words, a half hour a day or something like that, and it'll come to you. And if you overdo it, it's like anything else. My neighbor worked too much on cars, and he used to always do that, building hot rods and such, and just all of a sudden he quit, and for about a year here now, he finally got started back doing a little of it. But he just burned himself out, and I tried to tell him, you're just doing too much, Tim. Same thing applies to almost everything, Shane. Well, I'm at Pleasantburg Drive, here by the Red Lobster, on Wade Hampton. And I'll go through this little dip down here in the shadow here in a minute. It might get a little scratchy, Shane. Where are you at today? Let's send it over to you.
Down here, 25 below Donaldson Center, headed towards Piedmont. And I am going to get a little scratchy here a little bit, but I'll just say this one thing and then let you go. I noticed, you know, on the weekend sometimes I'll miss a Saturday or I'll miss a Sunday. And I kind of feel bad about missing it, but then the next time I pick it back up, it seems like I actually do better. I'm like, my mind needed a day to rest on it, and it picks it up a little better the next day I work on it.
Good attitude, but it is work, and most people, you know, nowadays, if you got to work for it, well, that's just too much trouble. So go for it. Let me let this guy out here in this lane in front of me. That's the way to approach it, and I said I'd never use it again once I got my extra, and it was in Cindy's licensing, and if you wanted those frequencies, that's what you had to do. And, you know, I thought, why throw that away? So I've stayed at it pretty well most of the time in the last 27, 28 years, however many years I've been a ham. Shane, take care, and I'll catch you down the line. I'm going in that bad spot. This is N0TR, back to you.
For hopping me, I just want to ask you one more question. About what time do you get on? I listened for you down there, you know, 7.05 or 005, I believe. I've kind of listened the time when you're down there sometimes. I'm going to try to listen for you.
Very often, Shane, by the time I usually go up the rain locker and take a shower there and get down there by 8 o'clock, sometimes before, but usually not. And I'll stay down there till, last night it was almost 11 o'clock. But I'm liable to be all over the place, but I do like that frequency a lot. But last night the activity was on 30, so that's where I went. You know, I don't operate 30 that often, but it was the good band last night.
I'll just keep my ear out for you, and I'll check around the other bands, too, but I know where you might be. So if I ever hear you, I'll let you know the next day if I can. So, and then one day maybe I'll be down there talking to you. Have a good day, Tom. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Keep up the good work, and you'll be there. N4ZLK, N0TR. Wally World, what happened? And I'll be clear for now. DJC, N4, DJC, N0TR. N0TR. N0TR, clear.